morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 21. The Reverend Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis chapter 21. The Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son, who was born to him, whom Sarah bore him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son, Isaac, when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, laughing. So she said to Abraham, cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not be heir with my son Isaac. And the thing was very displeasing to Abraham on account of his son. But God said to Abraham, be not pleased because of the boy and because of your slave woman. Whatever Sarah says to you, do as she tells you. For through Isaac shall your offspring be named. And I will make a nation of the son of the slave woman also, because he is your offspring. So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, along with the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water and the skin was gone, she put the child under one of the bushes. Then she went off and sat down opposite him, a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot. For she said, let me not look on the death of the child. And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Up, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the skin with water and gave it to the boy, gave the boy a drink. And God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It has been a series of laughter-provoking events. As we continue our trek through Genesis, we come to the birth of the promised son, Isaac. Named for all this laughing, and aptly named, he laughed. It's an amazing event that does indeed bring a bit of amusement now that Abraham is 100 and his wife 90. They become parents to Isaac at a very old age. It's almost quite laughable. 4 chapters prior in Genesis 17, Abraham fell on his face and he laughed and said to himself, shall a child be born to me who is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And then, only 3 chapters prior, when the Lord paid a divine visit to Abraham at the Oaks of Mamre, Sarah also laughed at the promise of her having a child at her age, saying, after I'm worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? But this is not some joke to humiliate Sarah and Abraham. God is fulfilling his promise. He's keeping his word, and that's what God does. All the peoples of the world would be blessed through this promised child of Abraham and Sarah. But they needed a child. The Lord did visit Sarah, as he promised, a divine visitation foreshadowing the visitation of Mary, the mother of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in this amazing and wonderful miracle, the closed womb of Sarah now bears a child. It's open. She conceives, and she has a son named Isaac. There's laughter, and there's joy abounding in this wonderful child now who is born, the promised child. Yet the laughter does indeed continue. Isaac hits a huge milestone in his life, and it calls for a celebration. It's after his circumcision, and now we are at the moment of weaning. He's grown up. It's a weaning celebration. I certainly don't think we have that on our liturgical calendar or part of our rites. But a weaning feast, and it's at this weaning feast, this celebration, where things are so quickly turn sour. Ishmael laughs. But it's not the kind of laughter that we have seen so far. Sarah saw Ishmael mocking, as Kyle Delitzsch puts it, making ridicule on this occasion. Isaac, the object of holy laughter, was made the butt of unholy wit or profane sport. He did not laugh, but he made fun of. The little helpless Isaac, a father of nations. Unbelief, Ishmael has. Envy, pride of carnal superiority. That's what moved this laughter. St. Paul calls it very plainly in Galatians 4, persecution. So what's the result? Sarah wants Hagar and Ishmael sent away. And Abraham is torn. This is his own flesh and blood. But nevertheless, he complies because the Lord commands him to do so. And the Lord will bless Ishmael. Even as he and his mother are sent away, there in the wilderness, we heard the desperate scene. No water and certain death as the water ran dry. Ishmael cries out, and the Lord hears. What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Up, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make him a great nation. And then she opens her eyes and she sees the well. And they fill the skin with water and the boy and her drink. God, in his gracious provision, cares in their hour of need. But it won't stop there. Now they will have a place to live. God provides a new home in the wilderness of Paran. Ishmael takes a wife, an Egyptian wife, and becomes a great nation, all the while under God's protection. This provision is for good, as God is a good and gracious God, protecting his promise of a Savior. Now, this seems like the end of the story for Ishmael, but God will use his kinfolk. It's not until we get to chapter 37, when in a time of trial, when Joseph is in a dire situation. Joseph, who one too many times had told his brothers about his dreams, and they wanted to kill him. Tired of those dreams, they've plotted. And by God's providence, after Reuben puts a little pause on the event of killing his brother, by some time, they throw him in a pit. That is Joseph, not Reuben. They throw him in a pit, and as they're sitting down, contemplating what next to do, and take a meal, along come some Ishmaelite traitors. Reuben has an out, and Joseph is spared. Reuben convinces them, let's sell Joseph. And they do for 20 shekels of silver, the price of their brother. As we trek through Genesis, we see nothing but the provision of God, even in the midst of the messiness of humanity. Folks often skip the Old Testament because of that very reason. It is messy. The Old Testament is messy, but then so are our lives. While humanity seeks to control things and sits, God sits in the heavens and laughs. Oh, humanity. Oh, the messiness of mankind. But nevertheless, God cares and he provides. And God's mercy abounds. God does not sit in the heavens and laugh in a removed kind of way, not caring about his creation, not caring about you and me, never involved at all. We see that already, that he is involved in all the details in Genesis. Whether it's Sarah's miraculous conception, or God blessing Abraham and Sarah with Isaac when they're well beyond their childbearing years, where God gives them laughter once again, or the providence of God sparing Joseph. While there is much more history in between, God also continues to keep his promise throughout the scriptures, promising a Savior, fulfilling his word, that in the fullness of time, Jesus was born. Another miraculous birth, born to Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was born under the law to redeem humanity, to redeem you and me. Such provision of God provided to redeem mankind, even when man muddled it up. Reuben saves his brother. Really, it's God who does so and provides for the whole family and many more to be saved. God continues to provide so that that promised seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and eventually a Savior, would come. One, though, who saw sorrows rather than laughter, grief rather than joy, yet was also sold and betrayed like Joseph, but for 30 pieces of silver rather than 20. Jesus, that child of promise, one greater than Isaac, has come. He conquered sin and death for you, having the last laugh over them both. His victory is certain, and so is yours. Baptized into Christ's death and resurrection for the forgiveness of sins, you are adopted as God's own child of promise in Christ's victory. And now that inheritance is yours. It's sure. And so we thank God for his gracious provision, for his forgiveness, for the laughter of Abraham and Sarah and Isaac, and yes, Ishmael's too. For in them God has worked his gracious provision for humanity, Christ Jesus our Lord. And by faith we cling to these good gifts that he gives us, because through Christ alone we have what we truly need: forgiveness, life, and salvation, now and in the fullness on the last day. God grant we cling to such wonderful gifts. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.